Elijah was a man that suffered both discouragement and depression. And one time he was in a terribly depressed state. And although he was the prophet of God, he feared for his life. And he just went out in the desert and asked God if he could just die. It was better than living. God was very gracious to him and helped him and allowed him to rest and fed him and different things so that he could heal. But eventually, he asked a very good question of Elijah. And I think it's a question that each of us need to ask ourselves frequently. It's found in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, and the 9th verse. And Elijah came unto a cave, and he stayed there in the cave. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And the Lord said unto him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And then down in the 13th verse, it says this, "And it was so, and when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?'" You see, that is a very good question. What are you doing here, George? Are you fulfilling the will of God as best you are able in your own life, whatever way he has chosen for you, whatever job he has chosen for me? Am I walking in the path of grace and light, or have I fallen off the path? Am I out somewhere on some rabbit trail somewhere rather than on the straight and narrow with God? And when I get off the path, God comes to me and says, "What are you doing here, Pastor George?" It's really a question that has no good answer. Because God is wanting us to get back in the pathway of doing his will with courage and with confidence in the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that if I should wander off the path, that path that you have marked out for me, your will for my life, and I have discerned it and I know it, and it's easy sometimes to get off that path, would you ask me that question? Come to me in some way and say, "What are you doing here, Pastor George? What are you doing? Get back on the path. Do my will. I will be with you." I know that's what you will say to me, Lord, so come to me in that way. Shepherd me, O Lord God, back onto the path. And I pray in Jesus' name that I will have the strength and the fortitude to follow Jesus. Amen.